Hey, it's 614. Aaron Keck here with you live in 97.9 The Kiel Studios. It's a special edition of Live and Local tonight because we are joined in the studio by not one, not two, not three, et cetera, but six members of the School of Rock house band for this month's installment of Studio Sessions with School of Rock Chapel Hill. Chapelhill.schoolofrock.com is their website. Go there for more information about upcoming shows, classes that are always ongoing, for young people, teens, adults, and so on up. There are shows coming up later on, summer camps, and a whole lot more. We're going to hear about all of that from David Joseph, the owner and general manager of School of Rock, later on. But right now, we're joined by the house band to play some music. We've got Asher Simon, Braden Spacek, Connor Sutherland, Van Cervantes, Libby Miller, and Kat Adams here in the studio to play a few songs. Everyone, thank you so much for being with us today. How's it going?
Thanks for having us.
So, Kat, I'm going to throw it to you. What are we going to hear first?
Our first song is going to be Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel.
Awesome. Take it away.
Thank you.
Awesome. That was Sledgehammer. You're listening to Studio Sessions with the house band of School of Rock, Chapel Hill. We're going to have more from the band. We'll hear from all six of the members coming up next. Two more songs as well, and we'll hear from David Joseph, the owner and GM, when we come back as Live and Local continues on 97.9 The Kill after this. Thank you, Knox. 6:22 is your time. Aaron Keck here with you on 97.9 The Hill, Live and Local tonight, and a special round of Live and Local because we've got Studio Sessions with the School of Rock, Chapel Hill. Six members of the house band joining us here: Asher Simon, Braden Spacek, Connor Sutherland, Kat Adams, Libby Miller, and Van Cervantes. You've heard one song already. We're going to have two more over the course of the next 15 minutes or so. And you can find out more about School of Rock online at chapelhill.schoolofrock.com. We'll also hear from David Joseph, the owner and GM, coming up in a bit. Everyone, thank you so much for being with us today again.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So the first song was fantastic, and I gotta say, like, I don't even like Sledgehammer. Like, that is not my favorite song at all. That version was great. I loved that. Thank you. I don't know if you take that as a compliment. I liked that version better than the Peter Gabriel version. Maybe I just have bad taste. I don't know, but I thought it was great. Kat, let me start with you because you were on vocals for that one. Tell us. So y'all have been working together for how long now?
Well, I only joined the house band at the beginning of this year, mm-hmm. in January, I think it was. But we've been working on these songs for a couple weeks.
What's it been like?
It's been fun. I'm really enjoying house band. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. How long have you been with, like, School of Rock in general?
Oh, about 3 to 4 years.
Okay.
A while, yeah.
Nice. Moving up to the house band, and a few of the people here have been with us several times, including Van Cervantes, who's on keyboards. And I always love, like, you being here, because every time we take a break and in commercials, you're just, like, fiddling with the keyboard and you're just, like, playing the most incredible stuff. And then we come back and we turn on the mics and no one ever got to hear that, like, on the air. So the fact that you got a chance to shine, like, right at the very beginning of Sledgehammer with the solo, I thought it was really cool. What's your favorite song to play, like, on keys? What gives you the best chance to shine?
Honestly, I don't know what's my favorite song because there's so many I can do. Mm-hmm. But I usually just do, like, really fast arpeggios and exercises because they're very satisfying to do.
Yeah. Do you like throwing those into songs as you're playing them on stage?
Yeah, sometimes when I don't feel like I'm doing too much, I just throw that in for no reason.
All right. Nice. Braden Spacek standing next to him on guitar, also a veteran who's been in here. When was the last time you were in here? Because
Out of, like, all these shows, it's been a good bit.
It's been a couple of months, right? Yeah. You're looking different. So what? So you've got shows coming up. You've got a show coming up on Sunday, right?
Correct.
Yeah. What's that? What's it like being, like, back on stage now? I know I've asked you this before. You've had a couple of shows already, but does it still feel weird?
That's definitely, like, the best part of being in house band, getting out to, like, play and stuff. I really enjoy, like, the shows and stuff. It's definitely the best part.
Yeah. Absolutely. So over to the left, Libby Miller on guitar and also on vocals there at the end of Sledgehammer. So, like, y'all are playing three songs from the 80s tonight, right? Basically classic rock songs. Is that, like, generally what y'all are focusing on, just, like, as the house band right now, like the six of you?
I mean, it depends. We have, like, a pretty wide variety on our set list. So, I mean, we have there's going to be 40 songs by the end of the season, so, you know, we got a lot of variety on there.
Nice. What of those 40 is your favorite?
Ooh. We have Backcountry by Avenged Sevenfold on there.
Okay.
That's definitely...
Nice. Also not 80s at all, so,
no.
Yeah. Connor Sutherland on drums, way far away from the mic, so you're going to have to shout, but how about you? Like, what's your favorite, like, of the songs that you've got in the repertoire right now as the house band, which one do you like playing the most?
21st Century Schizoid Man is great.
Nice. So you have, like, just the three 80s songs, and I just completely misinterpreted what you've, what your repertoire.
Bit,
all right.
Okay.
That makes sense. That makes sense. And then finally, Asher Simon on bass, also, like, really had a chance to shine during Sledgehammer. So that was awesome. As we get into our next song, which I think is going to be Steely Dan, we've talked about favorite songs. What's your favorite band to play?
Band,
yeah.
We tend not, in house band, we tend not to play, like, specific bands.
Mm-hmm.
but a lot of the, like, that's why I can't really give you a band, but I can tell you that a lot of the, like, sort of heavier metal-y songs are a lot of fun to play.
Right, right. Yeah. Any particular one song that you love?
We're playing Hysteria by Muse. That has a pretty fun bass solo at the very beginning.
I love it. Awesome. Well, listen to the house band of School of Rock Chapel Hill. Chapelhill.schoolofrock.com is the website. Go there and find out more. Let's hear another song. What's coming up next?
This will be Peg by Steely Dan.
Awesome. Take it away. That was Peg by Steely Dan. You're listening to the School of Rock House Band, another round of studio sessions with the School of Rock. We're going to come back. We'll have one more song from the band, and we'll also hear from David Joseph, the owner and GM of School of Rock, about upcoming shows this coming weekend and beyond, plus classes and camps and a whole lot more. And that's after this as Live and Local continues on 97.9 The Hill. 6:34 your time. Aaron Kick here with you live on 97.9 The Hill. We're live and local right now. Coming up next hour, we'll have another round of primetime of the ACC. Dave Nathan breaking down sports news for you, as always, on Wednesday night. NCAA Tournament Sweet 16 week with both the Tar Heel men and women still in action. So a lot to talk about this evening. That's at 7. Right now, though, we're live and local, and it's another round of studio sessions with School of Rock Chapel Hill. We do this every month. Always a lot of fun. And this evening, we got 6 members of the house band. We've got Asher Simon, Braden Spacek, Kat Adams, Connor Sutherland, Libby Miller, Van Cervantes, all here in the studio as well. We'll hear another song from them coming up in a bit, but right now we're joined also in the studio, it's a crowded studio today, by David Joseph, who is the owner and general manager of School of Rock. And again, chapelhill.schoolofrock.com is the website. David, how's it going? Good to see you.
It is going very well, Aaron. It's good to see you as well. And, you know, we're only a few days after the vernal equinox, which, you know, means spring is here, and I'm excited about that. And I'm also excited about athletic outcomes that are acceptable, but I'll just leave that there floating in the air for anybody who cares.
Yeah. So, you got a lot of stuff coming up, including Sunday afternoon, which, by the way, if Carolina men and women both win, you're going to be like counter programming, because I think they're both going to be playing on Sunday in the Elite Eight if that ends up being the case.
Wow. Well, you know,
this is what happens when you schedule things like right around the end of March, beginning of April. You never know.
But you know, the other risk we take is it's an outdoor show, and it turns out it's going to be sunny.
It's going to be beautiful.
It's going to be a beautiful afternoon. We are going to be at the Steel String Brewery's Pluck Farm, and that's where they actually make the goodness. And that's out west on Highway 54, kind of on the way to Saxpaw. And from 2 to 5, our house band will be there. They're going to be playing probably 2.5 hours worth of music, and our rock 201ers are going to do a little 30 minutes at the intermission to give the older kids a break. But it's going to be a lot of fun. Come on out. There's going to be food truck. There's going to be refreshments. There's going to be live music and sunshine. So I hope to see a lot of people there.
Awesome.
Shortly after that, well, you know, about a month after that, at the end of April, we're having our end of season shows. And so this is our performance program, and they've been working on shows for, 3.5 months now. Mm-hmm. What you'll get to see at the Cat's Cradle Back Room on April 24th will be exactly 7.5 hours of live music.
Nice.
Including Pink Floyd's The Wall, The Best of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Metal Mania, Best of the Foo Fighters, Best of the Cars, Best of the Doors, and Best of U2. So
that's
a big day of music, and we can't wait for that.
Like it. And that's coming up next month, and then that's the end of the spring season, which means summer's right around the corner.
Summer's right around the corner. We're actually doing sign-ups right now. We've got another slate of a wide variety of musical content for performance program kids to dig into, including reggae, the Allman Brothers versus the Grateful Dead, 90s alt ladies.
Nice.
The Best of REM,
nice.
And something that's called Yacht Rock.
I like it.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. Sign-ups are happening now.
How'd you pick the Allman Brothers and the Grateful Dead to, like, pit against each other?
Well, it's less about the genre or the flavor and more about the time period. They were kind of doing the thing in the early 70s, late 60s.
Yeah.
And, you know, still.
Both jam bands, so
yeah,
that makes sense.
Lots of, we've got an abundance of drummers at the School of Rock Chapel Hill, and so there's lots of opportunities for drumming with both of those bands.
Nice. Connor, is that true?
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct answer, sir.
Yes. So that's coming up this summer, and summer camps are also going on as well. I know we've been getting the word out about those, which means you're starting to fill up all the spots.
Yeah, two of them are already sold out and have actual wait lists. But there are 2 camps left with spots available. The Best of MTV and songwriting, which is
songwriting
a lot of fun.
Is fun.
Yeah, it's a heady kind of week, but for those who want to go deep, it's a real good time.
I remember the songwriters being in last year at the end of their summer camp, and they were really good.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah,
that's
looking forward to that. Yeah. And then speaking of things to look forward to, your 5th anniversary is coming up, right?
Yeah, I can't believe it. time flies, and especially when there's 2 years of a pandemic slapped right down into the middle of it. But we've been open 5 years, and on May 14th, is a Saturday, we're going to have a little shindig over at the School of Rock Chapel Hill at our location in the parking lot. I've got a big tent and a stage rented, and it's going to be live music all day.
Nice.
And food and fun and prizes and a chance for folks to come out and see what we're all about. And because we've got a tent, it will be rain or shine, and it's
nice.
Going to be a blast.
Anything else going on that folks ought to know about?
Everything's going on. Basketball's going on, apparently. But at School of Rock, we're always doing something fun and something new. And we'd love to meet you and show you around the school and get you involved.
ChapelHill.SchoolOfRock.com is the website. Head there and find out more. Again, summer season classes are going to be starting up soon. You can sign up for those today. Summer camps are going to be starting up soon. You can sign up for those today. You got the show on Sunday at Steel String Brewery's Pluck Farm. That'll be 2 to 5 p.m. with the house band and Rock 201. Definitely head out there and check that out. It's going to be a great show. Let's have one more song as we wrap up. What are we going to end with?
Our last song is going to be Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads.
I like this one. Take it away.
I'm tense and nervous and I can't relax. I can't sleep cause my bed's on fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. Psycho killer, qu'est-ce que c'est? Fa 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 better.
Awesome. The band is the House Band at School of Rock, Chapel Hill. Next show is coming up this Sunday, 2 to 5 p.m., Pluckfest 2022 at Steel String Brewery's Pluck Farm. House Band and Rock 201 playing there. ChapelHill.SchoolOfRock.com for more information about upcoming shows, classes, summer camps, and a whole lot more. And mark your calendars for May 14th, the 5th anniversary of School of Rock, Chapel Hill, with a big party and a show at the location just off Fordham Boulevard, down the road from us. Asher, Braden, Connor, Kat, Libby, Vans, thank you so much for being with us today. That was great.
Thanks.
And David Joseph, thank you so much as well.
Always blessed, Aaron. Thank you.